Israeli politicians are not wasting time when it comes to jockeying over who will succeed Ehud Olmert. Opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu, who heads the right-wing Likud party, says new elections should be called immediately. Most polls show the Likud party winning a new national election, but for now, Ehud Olmert's centrist Kadima party will remain in power, at least until a new Kadima party leader is chosen at a party convention on September 17th. Reuven Hazan is a professor of political science at Jerusalem's Hebrew University. He says the party convention will likely decide Kadima's future.
The Kadima party has only one thing that keeps it together right now, and that's not an ideology or a leader, but it's hold on power. And if it doesn't stay together and form a new government immediately after electing a new leader, it will lose the next elections.
The two leading candidates to lead the party and succeed Mr. Olmert are Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni and Transport Minister Shaul Mofaz. Polls say Livni is the most popular politician in Israel and has a slight lead over Mofaz inside Kadima. However, Tamir Sheffer, who also teaches politics at Hebrew University, says Mofaz might be the more electable candidate because Livni is not popular with conservatives like the religious Shas party, which holds the balance of power in the governing coalition.
The Shas party, the ultra-religious Shas party, will have more problems to go to a coalition with Tzipi Livni than to go with Mofaz. They clearly prefer Shaul Mofaz, and therefore it is possible that Shaul Mofaz will have more chances to form a coalition.
Most analysts say any new coalition, if one can be formed, will have a short political life, and new elections are likely by early next year. Ehud Olmert announced he was stepping down, just as Israeli and Palestinian mediators were starting a meeting in Washington, continuing a series of talks aimed at reaching a comprehensive peace agreement between the two sides by the end of this year. U.S. and Palestinian participants said following the meeting, they were confident the process begun last year at the Annapolis Mideast Peace Conference will continue. However, Reuven Hazan of Hebrew University says that is not likely, not only because of the new political reality in Israel, but because most Israeli leaders do not have any confidence in the leadership of moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
It's quite unlikely, not just because of what's going on politically inside Israel, but also because of the lack of real progress in these talks and the inability of Abu Mazen to produce anything viable nor to bring Gaza and the West Bank together.
Hazan says one area of Mideast diplomacy that might get a boost from Ehud Olmert leaving office could be ongoing Israeli talks with Syria. A new Kadima leader, he says, could put the issue of peace with Syria before Israel's electorate next year, potentially resolving the decades-long conflict. According to Reuven Hazan, that is something Ehud Olmert could never do because he says most Israelis no longer have any confidence in his leadership.
His entire tenure was erased within 60 days of taking office when the war in Lebanon began. His personal financial scandals, the reports that showed that he was a failure as prime minister, the inability of the Kadima party to succeed, and all of this coming right after a very successful and popular prime minister in the form of Ariel Sharon. Ehud Olmert, by a few weeks after he leaves office, will probably be forgotten quickly.
While his political obituary is all but written, Ehud Olmert is still Israel's prime minister for the next 2 months. In that capacity, he says he will still work for peace with the Palestinians, even though it is doubtful, given his current lame duck status, he would be able to negotiate substantive concessions that would be required for any peace agreement to succeed. Mr. Olmert also says he will continue to fight allegations that he misused thousands of dollars of political contributions he received several years ago from a U.S. citizen involved in political fundraising. He will get his chance soon. Israeli police say they will shortly question the prime minister for the fourth time about the allegations that have put an end to his political career and could send him to jail once he steps down as prime minister. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.